Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
We have new prospects on the verge. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, August 13th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. Five prospects on the verge. Miguel Vargas, unfortunately, sent back down by the Dodgers. Corbin Carroll with the Diamondbacks. Josh Young with the Rangers. Gunnar Henderson with the Orioles. And Alec Burleson with the Cardinals. Scott, the two names, new additions here. Josh Young and Gunnar Henderson. Tell me more.
Yeah. So Josh Young, let's not forget about him. He was expected, I would say, to win the starting third base job for the Rangers this spring before spring training even got off the ground. He ended up tearing the labrum in his non-throwing shoulder, his less important shoulder for hitting too. I think he was lifting weights. So he's finally back to playing in the minors, just wrapped up a rehab assignment in the lower minors. Back at AAA now. He homered in his first game back. His numbers at AAA last year, so he split the year between AA and AAA, but just at AAA, he played 35 games, hit .348 with a .1088 OPS. So I would say Josh Young's already proven he can handle AAA, and I think if they're convinced he's healthy, once he's proven that at that level, I think there's a good chance the Rangers go ahead and bring him up to get his feet wet before introducing him as their everyday third baseman next year. So that's obviously a position of great need in fantasy. Don't forget about Josh Young. The other new addition, Gunnar Henderson. Like, this is a name everybody needs to know because Baseball America and its most recent update of its top 100, you know where they put Gunnar Henderson, Frank?
Numero uno.
That's right. Gunnar Henderson, according to Baseball America. Now they're going to revisit in the offseason, of course. If he still qualifies as a prospect, because I'm saying he could get called up. There has been a lot of chatter on Twitter about Gunnar Henderson potentially getting the call for the Orioles at AAA. You know, he's made a big leap this year, just improved plate discipline. Last year, he looked like a guy with strikeout issues. He's brought that rate way down this year. He's got power. He's got speed. And they ranked him the number one prospect. He's the complete package. And there's been a lot of chatter about maybe him getting the call. Longtime Orioles reporter Rock Kabatko actually retweeted a false announcement of him getting called up. So if somebody that plugged into the team could be fooled that way, you know, it tells me maybe it's not so far off. And the Orioles, remarkably, are in the playoff race. I don't know if that's really going to influence the decision or not, but it can't hurt. Can't hurt Gunnar Henderson's chances of getting called up. So right now I would put him in the same category as Corbin Carroll, who we talked about last time. I lean no on them getting called up down the stretch, but the upside is so high that if they do, you definitely want to be at the front of the line by having already stashed those players.
Mm-hmm. And I think, just personally, I think Corbin Carroll might be the better prospect for fantasy, but for this discussion, I do think the fact that the Orioles are in the hunt for a wild card spot, I think that helps Gunnar Henderson's chances of being called up compared to Corbin Carroll's, because obviously the Diamondbacks are not playing for much this season. So
I agree. Corbin Carroll is better for fantasy. If I was doing my own top 100, which I will next year, he would be ahead of Gunnar Henderson for me. He would be my top choice. But I do want to mention, you know, who's more likely. So Steve Gilbert, the Diamondbacks beat writer for MLB.com, has actually written that it seems likely Corbin Carroll will be called up before the end of the season. And he didn't have a quote from anybody in the front office or anything. It seemed kind of speculative. And again, I'm not as optimistic as he is, but he's more plugged into the team than I am.
All right, five prospects on the periphery. They are doing something of note recently. Brett Beatty, a third baseman with the Mets. Igai Rosario, a second baseman with the Padres. Justin Durden, an outfielder with the Astros. Addison Barger, a shortstop with the Blue Jays. And Kyle Manzardo, a first baseman with the Rays.
Yeah, exciting group here. So Brett Beatty, I think, is... made himself into a consensus top 20 prospect, former first round pick. It was kind of slow out of the gate, but he has gotten better as he's climbed the ladder, just moved up to AAA after hitting his final 19 games at AA. Brett Beatty hit .442 with 8 homers and a 1359 OPS. His strikeout rate was 14.3%.
Wow.
So he is looking like a special hitter. Igai Rosario. So the Padres, you know, they traded away. Let's see, who was it? They traded Estuary Ruiz in the Josh Hader deal. But Igai Rosario is kind of like him in that he got pretty hyped for the tools as a teenager and then kind of disappeared for a while and has come roaring back here with a highly productive season as he's climbed into the upper minors. He's got power, he's got speed, he's 5'9", and that's always tricky. Tricky to assess. He's versatile. He's a dynasty asset at this point, I would say, Igai Rosario. The other three here are not as well known. Justin Durden, Addison Barger, Kyle Manzardo. I would say of the three, Kyle Manzardo is the most likely to be a major success. He's a first baseman, and he's a first baseman in the Rays organization. So narrow path to the majors, but he looks like a hitting savant. His numbers are ridiculous. All three of these players' numbers are ridiculous, but Justin Durden and Addison Barger, they're more, it seems like the prospect community is a little more unsure about how that their production is going to translate to the majors, if they're going to be full timers in the long term. But I generally like to bet on those guys in dynasty leagues because they're free to pick up, and the numbers, as I said, are ridiculous for both Durden and Barger.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.